Hey, this is Ron Baird from Cannibal Corpse, and you're listening to Larry and Mary Fish on Music City Metal. Crank it up!
Welcome back to another marvelous Music City Metal episode 27,000.
Bring it, Mary.
314.2 star date. I don't know. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah,
here we like are. Larry and Mary Fish are in the fishbowl. We had to brush away some cobwebs to get in this room here. It's been a minute.
Seriously.
You've been busy, Fish. Seriously, what have you been doing?
I blew dust off. No, really. It was, as many of you that know us here in town, it was incredibly crazy last quarter of the year. And last month, we broke records as a company. And I think just personally, how many events I was involved with in 1 month. And we're going to hit 90 this weekend. Yeah.
For the month of December.
For the month of December.
Rock
yeah.
and roll.
For the month of December, yeah. And it came with some great sacrifices and came with some great rewards. And overall, it was a great year, right? I mean,
it was.
Had some rough ones.
We did.
We had a couple of rough days, and we're going to talk about, I don't know, we're going to talk about that.
We are?
Just a little bit. Maybe give them a sneak peek of where we're going with the podcast.
And maybe.
Where we're going with music and stuff. But just to the general public, Mary and I have been working for a local event company full-time this last year since last fall, right after Fish Fest 2021.
And still working a real job, but anyway.
Didn't give me a chance to get there yet. So not only did Mary take on that role as a department manager for the photo booths and work events, but she worked her full-time job at UBS Bank.
Ooh, yeah. Don't say who it is. Oh, thank you.
It's my ass. Well, don't get me going. Don't get me going. But great job, Mary. And it was just good. We learned a lot. We expanded some of our skills, I think, and had this awesome new kind of green team, as it will, to events. And in 1 year, have become just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic naturals at it. And it was good in that sense. But no Fish Fest for this past October.
Sad face. Oh, no. Don't you have like a wah, wah, wah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm rusty, too, here. This is the one that I kept wanting. We were talking about our entertaining weekend, and I had the wrong sound effect.
That's a different kind of entertainment. Yeah. Not for this show.
Anyways.
But no, I think 2022 turned out the way it was meant to turn out. You know, some relationships changed here and there. Some things came and went. And
yeah,
I think sometimes in life, you go through seasons. So I think 2022 as a whole itself was an entire season.
No, it started out great.
What do you mean, no? Yes.
You know, it was like that no yes thing. Yeah.
Oh.
I agree. Yeah, you go through seasons, and there were some surprises in our personal relationships and friends, and that went through a change, and but it is what it is, and it's we still pressed on, and we've really developed some much deeper relationships, all with young bands that we care very much about, kind of like their family now. And we'll get into who that is later. You can take a guess, but before we, you know, go any further with that, but we haven't done a whole lot with music, but guess what? We're going to kick off 2023 by taking a couple more bands down to Florida here for a mini tour. Very excited.
I am too, yeah. Because it's normal human music.
Yes, we are taking some bands down to Tampa, Orlando, Daytona, and Jacksonville. 4 day run.
Tell us who, Fish.
Crusade and Lines in the Sky. Going Prague this time, baby. And I'm stoked. And with some serious support with a fantastic band on all four shows, Rising Up Angry, Chris Williams. A good all around rock and roll band. They play the heavy stuff like Pantera, and then they have some proggy arena, beautiful rock and roll. Natives to Central Florida. And yeah, Chris Williams, every single night, he's the one who put together three of the four shows. We worked with Heather directly on this, Music City Metal. We had Sidewinder and Dystopian last year, and Rob Barrett came out and all that cool stuff. But lots changed with all of that. But this year, prog rock down to Florida. And a brand new band,
Aperion Bound?
Aperion Bound's first gig at the Brass Monk. Thursday, January 5th. You want to give details?
Let's see. Ages 18 and up, $10 at the door. Doors at... is too small for me to read. 7
p.m.
Eastern time, in case you want to set your reminder. Your reminder will set in Central time. Don't screw that up.
Go ahead. What happens the next day? You know, it just carries on and on. Boy, are we
freaking happens the
rusty.
Next day? What? You're rusty. I have been doing this since you have been busy. Fish, well, how you have it made. Mm-hmm. Right. So then, you're crazy. January 6th, continuing on, Rising Up Angry, headlining again after not getting much sleep.
At the Ace Cafe.
At the Ace Cafe in Orlando. Doors at 7. 15 at the door with Soul Switch, Somebody's Hero. They were out with us last time in June, right? They came out to Shovelheads.
Absolutely.
Crusade, and of course, Lines in the Sky. That's in Orlando. You can go see Mickey Mouse while you're out there if you want to just make it a trip. Just make it a vacation.
Well,
pack a bag for all seasons. What?
What do you say we play some music by him?
Who?
Well, let's play some Crusade.
You just said keep going. I'm doing all four shows here. How are you going to tell me to...
all right, let's get back.
We are rusty. Go ahead. Woo.
Damn right we are. It's all right, though. It's fine.
You want to play some tunes? Play some tunes. What are you going to play, Fish?
Well, I wasn't quite ready.
You just cut me off doing my concert calendar to play a song.
Yeah, no, I had a different playlist pulled up. Well, both bands have new tunes out that have been out, that just released. Crusade, man, just think Dream Theater. Many of you, even I'm sure there are many of you that are listening down in Florida that very well could have heard of Mike Capri is with his YouTube show Become the Night, but that is his band, his birth, and one of a 20-year-old dear friend of ours is the bass player. And I lost my audio.
Well, again. He's not 20 years old, but he's a friend for 20 years. Sorry, Scoob. He's definitely not 20 years old.
Been our friend for 20 years, who's in the band. And Lines in the Sky. Gosh, if you love Rush, Dream Theater. But we're going to play a little bit of both of them tonight.
And the Police.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Synchronicity.
Oh, man. Killer cover. So two bands that we really think a lot of. We're so excited to get them in front of the incredible fans that are the local rock and roll heads all over the state of Florida, everywhere, all over the place. We've been in almost, I think, every city. The only city we have not, quote, vacationed or partied in has been Miami. But everywhere else that we have been, there's rock and roll, and they come out in thick numbers in Florida.
Well, I think they do because the weather's just nice, so you feel like getting out of the house any day of the year. It doesn't even matter. Right. Plus, too, don't forget that Crusade and Lines in the Sky that Jesse sang with them for a little bit while they were still auditioning singers. So they do have a little bit of history together on the stage, which was pretty cool to see. So,
well, you know what? I think we'll start out with Lines in the Sky, and for some reason, Crusade's buffering. They have a brand new song, though, and we're going to take care of that. But let's check out Lines in the Sky. This is Larry and Mary Fish on Music City Metal. We are happily bringing this fine pair of bands to you January 5th through January 8th all over Central Florida, starting in Tampa on Thursday, January 5th at the Brass Mug. Here's Abysmal Situations by Lines in the Sky. We'll be right back. Music City Metal, Lines in the Sky, Abysmal Situations. And, you know, go back in our archives of Music City Metal. Jesse Brock and I did an episode over the phone, first part of the pandemic in April of 20. And now here we are a couple years later. We've seen them, I don't know how many times we've seen them play since. They played Fish Fest, and now they got some great music, and we're off to Florida with them.
It's pretty cool. I also like how I'm a big acronym person based on my corporate history. And their name is LITS. Lines in the Sky. But you gotta be quicker on the sound effects.
10 seconds to complete that.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Yeah, I've always liked their style. I've always liked his style of vocals and the fact that they're technical without being overly complicatedly technical, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. The EP, half of its new stuff came out last year, and you got to go check it out. And if you're a Police fan, Synchronicity Parts 1 and 2. Oh,
Yeah.
Seen they're it live. And
pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. So excited to get the reaction of Florida with both bands that we're bringing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because the scene there is so different. I mean, any city that you go to is going to have a different scene, but the Florida metal scene, just the rock scene. Yeah, it's just a different. I still think it's the weather. A lot of it is just the weather. There's no reason to stay home. You can't go, it's zero out, and I don't want to get in the car, and I don't want this, and I don't want to put on warm clothes. You just put on clothes and walk out the door. You know, it's like a different, totally different lifestyle.
No,
I feel
totally
like
different. And there's four in a row coming up. I'm going to let you do the details on all four. Are you ready? You want some background music?
I would love some background music. An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie.
Okay,
yeah.
You do that. I'll leave that up to you.
No. This is actually some Human Code. I want to play a little bit.
Oh, a new, newie but a goodie. Cool. So, all right. Then, just to recap, because I'm not sure whether or not that's going to make it into the final cut or not, but I think we were talking about the shows earlier. So, January 5th in Tampa, the Brass Mug. January 6th in Orlando at Ace Cafe. We actually did you see that? We got on their calendar. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's always exciting. Stoked. I don't know. I still feel like we're, you know, a little fish in a big pond. It's cool when it says something that we helped put together on a venue's calendar. I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. January 7th in Daytona at the Daytona Entertainment District. And then wrapping it up on January 8th in Jacksonville at Underbelly. Should be a wow, what a weekend.
No kidding.
No right? Sleep till Brooklyn. I'm
telling you, man, Chris Williams and Rising Up Angry. My goodness. This guy, I mean, we started out with Heather and the Brass Mug, who we are going to sit down with on this trip, who she said, and we make this a regular Nashville quote, whether it's quarterly or bi-yearly, I'm not sure, but...
Oh, a residency? Right,
a residency of bringing, nice. Bringing a couple bands at a time from Nashville, rotating up the genres. And so we obviously did something right last year, I guess. For
yeah, mostly that was on you. You've talked to Heather the most.
Well, we did that night together when we were out scoping out venues to bring bands down there. Remember that? We happened across Heather.
I was going to say, we've made a lot of really... fruitful? That's kind of a goofy word. We've made a lot of relationships along the way from very random decisions that we've made to go left or right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And
enough we could write a book about, which, or even start another podcast, but we've said that.
Confessions of a DJ.
Confessions of a DJ.
I'm on it. Let's do it.
I'm telling you. Not just the happenstance stuff that happened, just like you said, I decided to go down to this, when I was on the road, so many stories that come up and like happenstance situations with, you know, some rock and rollers, and before you know it, you know, you're in their hotel room till 3 a.m. Like, crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, who was that? REO Speedwagon? Who were you with?
No, it was the band Survivor.
Survivor, yeah.
And a couple members of Loverboy. And then the... yeah, anyway.
We'll save that for another time.
We'll save that for another time. But hence, it comes under this the stories of gigs. But back on track, I am so looking forward to this trip. You know, one thing I just like to say is I love not only bringing great musicians together, but great freaking people together. And that's about to happen. I know it. I know it based on the relationship that we have built with Lines and Mike Capri and Crusade and our good friend Steve, and the work that we've done with the venues already and what we pulled off with Chris last year. You just know that there are going to be some new special things happen. I know it because they're both amazing people, whether it's Jane, Jesse, Brock, the ones that we know out of the crew, Mike Capri, Jesse from Crusade, our buddy Scuba, all of that, getting to know Chris Williams and his crew. And they're an amazing band. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
You're the guy. You're the old. Well, that's good. I'm glad something does. You're the old matchmaker. You're the old, I hate to even say this on the air, you're the old Jewish guy that's the matchmaker, you know, Fiddler on the Roof. What was that movie?
Yeah.
Nobody listening to this is old enough to even know what I'm talking about. Go Google it. So you can find Lines in the Sky on Instagram at Lines in the Sky Music. Crusade is Crusade Nash. And then Rising Up Angry Official. Those are our three anchors for this tour. If you want to find out more about the other bands on the other dates, go ahead and check out Music City Metal, either on Facebook or on Instagram.
All right, on to another band that we're taking down, Crusade, which we've kind of been mentioning here over the last few minutes, but we're going to play one of their latest songs out called Betrayal here in a minute. This is a journey. It's kind of cool that, again, that they're coming to do this with us, and we're excited to help them out and give them a shove and expose them to some new great people, because they played our first gig, you know, at Fish at my 50th, which was the first Fish Fest. I believe that was their first official.
Oh, ever.
Yeah.
That was their first out of the box official.
Blew it out of the water, like, out of all, you know, how my family is, including my cousins, everyone that was there. The two bands that they talked about were Crusade and the Reveal were the two out of all the bands that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just still young in their days. And so, yeah, like, even my sister liked the band Crusade here, which says a lot.
It does.
It's a broader appeal. This isn't like a very pigeonholed. It's very technical, incredibly technical music that you just got to throw some headphones on and really soak in it. I love cranking this in the car when I'm by myself, this style of music. And but yeah, we're going to play Betrayal by Crusade.
I think in the beginning, though, did they not have a vocalist?
Right.
Right, so that one album they have, Jesse from Lines in the Sky actually appears on one of the songs. King Downs from Meditator, he appears on one of the songs. So that EP is definitely worth checking out because it gives a variety of vocal styles and really showcases a lot of other talent locally here as well.
But they're...
Brian.
Oh, but Brian, yeah.
Yes.
Brian's just...
He was a perfect match. No, he kidding. Really is a perfect match.
And you're about to hear that right now. Brian is the new lead singer. And, well, he is the full-time singer. At the time of their initial album, they did not. But he's been there, gosh, a year and a half now?
I think so. I think their first show was last year at the Cobra with him.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to this. Though you prog rock fans, hit us up. Let us know what you think. And also, we are giving away tickets to every single show in Florida. We got a pair of tickets to give away. You hit us up. Say that you heard that you're from Florida and you heard Music City Metal and what show you want tickets for. And we got you. Just send us a direct message. Start following us because we're going to hopefully get this message out to Central Florida.
But they don't even have to be from Florida. They could be somebody from Nashville who wants to travel.
Somebody
from anywhere who wants to travel.
Anywhere in the country. You don't have to be in Florida. We were just targeting you, that's all. Whether or not we're going to hit the bullseye, I don't know. But nonetheless, Music City Metal. Anything else, Mary, before
no.
we hit up some tunage?
Let's play it. Turn my volume down.
All right. We're going to wrap it up here right after this.
Brother, I was
talk about a musical journey, man. Oh, my goodness. Betrayal by Crusade. Extremely technical, epic, huge. I don't even feel like I could do it justice. You know, the lead singer also has a show that probably more of you have heard of his show than Music City Metal, called Become the Night.
The lead guitarist?
Lead guitarist and the lead man, not the lead singer, but the man who formed Crusade.
The man, the myth, the legend.
He has a show called Become the Night. I'm sure you heard of it. I know he's got some fans coming out to see him all over Florida. And good for him. We're excited to have him. Great dude. We're going to kick off Florida, or kick off 2023 in Florida. But next year is going to be pretty cool too, though, Mary, locally here.
Yeah, a lot of things. We always say this. There's a lot of things happening in the background. Some of them come to fruition and some of them don't. So that's why sometimes you never hear about it again. But there's some chick things happening in the background, which is nice. Some friends of ours moved here, which I think will make a huge impact on the scene.
Oh, it already, yes, absolutely.
Without further explaining that, but
we'll let them do it when the time is right.
I finally will have some more chicks my age that still like metal and still rock out.
Yeah,
so, to hang out with, which to me is nice, because sometimes I do feel like left out in the dude crew. You know, it's annoying.
Been to a lot of sausage fests.
You can't even eat sausage anymore, so it doesn't even matter. But my point being is that I know a lot of times we're like, oh, there's all these things happening in the background, but sometimes things pan out and sometimes they don't. But I think this year, you know, if Fish Fest in the fall.
Fish Fest in the fall.
Fish Fest 4 in the fall will be obviously based on what, you know, scheduling and stuff looks like for our headliner and for you, because your job's pretty demanding.
Yeah, I know, but I think we're going to have some balance in that department. I am going to do more mentoring and walking around with a clipboard and making sure stuff happens than actually doing it.
Are you taking my clipboard? I'm the one with the clipboard and the headset.
Babe, I got a thick, let me tell you, I got a thick clipboard. Thick one. It's literally 2 inches thick.
That's weird.
I got them for all the managers, though. And Fads is going to be, it's going to be a lot of work as usual, but a more balanced approach. And teaching, going to do some teaching and mentoring more next year with some people that got the heart and the talent, but are still green overall at doing gigs. I'm coming up on year 33 in February, babe. How about that?
Wow.
33 years since my first gig.
And what happened at the first gig?
I tripped over the extension cord and pulled the plug out while I was announcing the bride.
And that's a day she'll never forget.
Wasn't as bad as my third gig. Third gig ever. I did a wedding, and then 3 months later, I did a Friday night wedding, and I did a Saturday night wedding. And
I was
so excited that I had done two. I don't know. I had the wrong paperwork, and I introduced the bride from Friday.
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Oh, no.
Thursday. Oh, my God. You want to
talk
like, about?
You're like, Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Oh. How'd you recover from that?
I wish I would have heard crickets. You heard about 250 people go. Yeah, imagine that. And then the meanest, most awful look from a bride ever. And I recovered by saying, just kidding.
Jeez. Whew.
That? No, that's actually really what I... Just kidding. And I'm flipping the paper and I said the right thing.
Wow. Yes, wow.
And by the end of the night, it ended up okay, but I really messed up a moment. That would be March of 1990.
Do you ever wonder if any of those people are still married, of all those events that you did?
Well, I know of one that... One of my early weddings of a dude I went to high school with... He's sadly no longer married, and he wanted me to do his divorce party.
What? That's weird.
Yeah, high school pal. And they actually rode Harley Davidsons up the middle of the church.
Ooh.
And got married on Harleys.
Oh, fun.
Inside a church.
Ooh.
In Buffalo,
New York. Oh, wow. Yeah. Only in Buffalo.
Yeah. So, confessions of a DJ coming at another time.
I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, this might be a side thing. We just hit record while we're doing these 90-minute drives to venues from our shop, and you get sick of talk radio and politics, so let's hit the record button and see what happens. We'll start telling some gig stories, because I got a vault.
Mm-hmm. You can tell our story.
Of course I'll tell our story. That would be the first episode.
Aw.
Come on.
Larry.
It'd have to be.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Love it.
Enough. Can I go put pajamas on?
Yes.
Now?
Wrap it up. Take us out, Fish. What else do the listeners need to know about January?
Well,
get your flip-flops, bathing suit. Let's go.
Very much looking forward to it. And then we got some downtime off the grid, and Larry and Mary Fish are going to be underwater. Seriously, we're going south. We're going to the Keys, and we don't want to know nothing. We're going to have a code word to get a hold of us. Emergencies only. See ya. Checking out for 10 days after a couple days with the family, too. It's time.
Sounds good.
Fishing.
Mm-hmm. Fishing with fish.
Yeah, having fun. And
dolphins. Oh, with the sound effects.
Well, I'm just saying.
Larry.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Take us out.
Music City Metal. Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger. Happy New Year.